carol in a moment, then we've got some refreshments. Well, I'd like to leave you with a thought for Christmas on this Christmas Eve. And this is our theme over Christmas, Love Come Down. And we've been thinking about love at Christmas especially. Love is a funny word, but especially at Christmas. And one of the ways you show love to someone is buying them gifts. So we've been thinking about what kind of gifts you have at Christmas. Children, put your hand up if you're going to get some presents tomorrow. Okay, hands down. Unless you're Scandinavian and you'll have had them today. Presents will come tomorrow. There'll be lots of gifts tomorrow. But we thought, well, what about thinking about some other kind of gifts that you could have and start opening tomorrow? And these are some gifts that you can open tomorrow. What about tomorrow, starting with these, opening these gifts? Smiles and hugs. Who likes smiles and hugs? Put your hands up. Okay, hands down. Who thinks when you walk around the streets, there's too many glum people around? When you look at the telly and watch politicians, they always look so glum in their suits, don't they? I think they need to come out with red jackets and smile more. I'll write to the Prime Minister. Okay, children, I would like you now, get hold of your grown-up and give them a big hug and then a big smile, okay? On three. One, two, three. Hugs and smiles. Hugs and smiles. Okay, smiles and hugs. And here's something else we could do. Okay, so tomorrow morning, children, are you ready? When you get your presents, you've got to go and find your grown-ups and give them a big smile like this. And then give them a big hug like this. And then a big sloppy kiss. Can you do that, children? Tomorrow. Grown-ups, you can just take it as it comes. Okay. Another thing we can do tomorrow. Tomorrow is a day for prayers and faith. Now, I think saying a prayer with our children is one of the best things you can do. Even if it's when you have your dinner and you have your lunch and you have your tea, just to say something like, "Dear God, thank you for our food. Amen." Or for what we are about to receive, may the make us truly thankful. One or two remembered that one. Heavenly Pa, Ta. That's another one. Okay, you can do things like that. So little prayers, you can start doing that tomorrow over Christmas lunch. You can thank God for the turkey. Who's having turkey tomorrow? Not many people. Who's having chicken? Who's having another kind of meat tomorrow? Who's having jelly? Who's not eating anything tomorrow? Oh, there we go. Come and see them. There's plenty of people eating chicken. Go and see them. Smiles and hugs and prayers and faith. Because this is the time of year. It's that one time of year we can look around and think, there must be more to life than just the presents we open on Christmas morning or just the food we eat. It's that little stirring inside that perhaps there's something else. This is the time of year. So I'm going to say, do it tomorrow, smiles and hugs, prayers and faith. Because we need a bit of real Christmas spirit around, just like this little clip you're going to see now, nice and still. So that's the kind of Christmas spirit that we're going to look for. And you can start tomorrow. Remember, we start with smiles and... Oh, you're not with me. You can start with smiles and hugs. Give the person next to you a hug now and a smile. Go on, do it. Go in, great, do it. And also, prayers and faith. That's what we're going to open tomorrow. Okay, because we believe, as Christians, what Christians believe, that the best gift you could ever have in the whole world, the gift, is Jesus. Because Jesus is love. And who'd like, last show of hands, who'd like some love in their lives? Okay. We'd all like some more love in our lives, wouldn't we? Because love brings smiles and hugs. And love enables you to pray and have faith. And Christians believe that Jesus is love. And when Jesus comes into our lives, he changes everything. So if you want some change happening, we want to invite you back to church. So you're going to get a little booklet on the way out, a free gift, a little card. You're going to get a chocolate on the way out as well. So little things to keep you going. We'd love to invite you back. Tomorrow we're here at 10:30, before 500 people in church. Lots of kids in here. We love children in this church. Bring them back to church. Start tomorrow. Maybe you've never been to church on Christmas morning before. Start tomorrow. That's tomorrow at 10:30. We meet the Sunday after at 10:30. And then actually we meet every Sunday because we're a church and we're open because we want people to know that God loves you. We also want to invite you on a course that we've got 22nd of January called the Alpha Course. If you've ever thought about what is Christianity about, that's the course for you. So before we sing our final song, children, we have done absolutely amazing. I want to say on behalf of all the team here, wish you all a very, very happy Christmas.